This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Line where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And coming up just over a month, I believe it's about 5 weeks away, 5 weeks in a day at this point. I'm not exactly sure. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is starting. They are officially sold out. However, you can still join us at ForkFest. That is the decentralized, I don't want to say alternative, because an alternative suggests that it's competing and that it's happening at the same time. No. We're like, no, don't go to there, then go to our thing. That's not it at all.
Come to both.
Yeah, ours is more like a decentralized continuation of the same ideas, but decentralized. It's really difficult to describe it. You'd really have to come experience it for yourself, because ForkFest,
it's just libertarians at a campground hanging out.
I mean, yeah, but it has had speakers and stuff in the past.
It has had a band play in the past. Sure.
There was that. I wanted to do it again this year, but we couldn't
get it together.
We ran out of time, yeah. And other people were doing other things, and I was like, well, I could find a singer, but that was why I quit playing in bands in the first place, because you spend, 5 months to find a singer who shows up every four practices, and it's just a nightmare to actually make happen. But yeah, there is stuff that happens at ForkFest. Check it out at forkfest.party. That's fork, like the utensil you eat with, fest.party. Where, like, ForkFest, a lot of people who don't know better would be like, okay, pork, P-O-R-K, right? Mm-mm. But no, it doesn't mean that, so check it out, forkfest.party. However, we do have callers on the line. Let's go to those. We have John calling from Texas. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hello. Yeah, I wanted to get some not financial advice, just like some suggestions maybe.
That's good, because we don't give financial advice.
yeah. That's one thing I noticed. Everyone says we are not financial advisors. So.
Oh, we're not. We're just three people who talk.
Yeah. Shiba, is that a good investment?
Immediately ask for financial advice.
That's probably my worst decision I ever made, was buying Shiba. Not worst decision, maybe worst crypto decision I ever made.
I mean, I've been out of crypto since the whole Shiba Inu thing really took off. Like, Dogecoin was the big one when, I ended up being forced into retirement for the foreseeable future from cryptocurrency. Shiba wasn't really popular. It looks to me, as someone sitting on the outside who has an understanding of what's going on, that the ship for Shiba has already sailed. If you wanted to ride
that
to the moon and sell it at its peak, you've already missed that boat.
Yeah, you should have bought it in 2020.
Yeah, you should have bought it back when it was, 0.00001 penny. It could go up, but I don't know what it's at now.
Yeah, it went up insane between when it came out and its peak. I mean, it's not even ever going to hit 1 cent. That's like the great dream for Shiba, that it could hit 1 cent. But it's,
well, that was the great dream for Dogecoin for a really long time.
But the difference is there's way more Shiba. So okay, the physical amount of Shiba out there, if it got that high, would become more valuable than Bitcoin. So it's not even a very likely potential at all for this thing. Shiba is essentially what they call a meme coin. And so for listeners that aren't familiar with this, in the world of Bitcoin, there's all these other alternatives, right? So there's there's thousands of other alternatives to Bitcoin out there. And some of them are more useful than others. Some of them have interesting concepts behind it. So, for instance, Dash is designed to be a digital cash. It's designed to be something that's actually used in business and actually people just spending it and that sort of thing. And then there's others that are like Ethereum, where it's a programming platform, and you can do neat things that, you know, you can't do with Bitcoin. So there's usually something else that alternatives to Bitcoin try to bring to the table, some sort of new innovation or whatever. Some of them die. We're seeing that happen, it looks like, with Luna this week, which is sorry to see that go. But
I mean, there's a long list of ideas.
Failed.
And
failed long list of them.
I used to run a website called CryptoCurrencyCheck.org where, you know, the idea behind this was during the ICO craze. The idea behind it was to evaluate these ICOs as they came out and give a likelihood about whether or not, and we made it clear this was personal opinion, whether or not it was a scam or a crap coin. Or both, because it could be both. And there were so many. Orange coin, pot coin, hemp coin, canna coin. I could go on, lime coin. I could go on and on,
sure,
naming different cryptocurrencies that came into existence, had nothing to offer. But they got people to invest in them, and the next thing you know, they're gone.
Yeah.
And this is common. Shiba, you know, I think the ship on that has sailed. However, I was just thinking, I wish I could get involved in cryptocurrency because I could easily make an Ethereum, an ERC-20 token called Golden Retriever Coin and just use my Golden Retriever as the logo for that, plast it on Facebook and Twitter.
And it might work.
I could probably make a decent amount of money doing that.
But the problem is, number one, Ethereum is super expensive to transact. So...
Right.
If you were going to make a new meme coin, Ethereum, while it is incredibly popular, and that's why people put things there, you cannot go and buy $10 worth of Shiba. Because you would have to pay probably $10 in order to simply move it from one wallet to another.
Bitcoin Cash would be a better alternative at this point.
There's a ton of great places to put tokens.
Can you make tokens on Bitcoin Cash?
You can.
Oh. There's also, of course...
I have one I created. I don't remember what it's called now. I think, like, Satana Coin or something like that.
There's Stellar, and there's a bunch of networks out there where you can create tokens. But anyway, the point being, I think you're right, Aria, the Shiba Inu thing... It's sort of probably has already peaked.
I certainly haven't recovered.
Is probably going down. It's like right now, I looked at the price earlier today. I think it's down to maybe an eighth of what it was when it peaked. So it's definitely way, way down. And you have to ask yourself, why would this thing ever be popular? Besides the fact that it's a meme. Because that's all it ever has.
It's not even the best breed of dog.
No, Elon Musk tweeting on Twitter about, you know, Shiba Inu would be the best thing that could happen to it. And that's the only thing I could see in the foreseeable future that would cause people to, you know, start pumping and dumping Shiba. But that's the thing with these meme coins, is that you're trying to get in on the ground floor and make money on what is almost by definition a pump and dump scheme.
Yeah, that's
true. Can I add on to this conversation real quick?
Sure.
In defense of Shiba, I was looking up some stuff, and Samsung and Microsoft have both kind of teamed up with them, and they're going to start using the Shiba coin.
I don't believe
and
it.
It seems unlikely. Microsoft won't even accept, you know, Dogecoin. They'll accept Doge before they accept Shiba, and I don't think they're anywhere near willing to accept Doge.
There's no way anyone would accept Shiba for payments because no one would ever pay with Shiba.
And why would they accept that before accepting, like, Bitcoin or Ethereum or something first?
Microsoft has accepted Bitcoin in the past for some of their online services. I forget what.
But no longer?
Xbox or whatever. I feel like they stopped doing it when the fees got crazy, but
I know that Valve did.
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly
about Microsoft.
That's why the fees. That's why they're not going to use the bigger known coins because the fees are too expensive.
Well, there are plenty
they
of
use, like, Bitcoin Cash or something.
Yeah, there are plenty of Bitcoins, like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or whatever, where the fees aren't ridiculous. That's the biggest criticism of Bitcoin and Ethereum that there are. But there are plenty of Monero has very low fees. There are plenty of, you know, top 100 cryptocurrencies where the fees are not unreasonable.
You do understand what the fees are like on Ethereum, right, dude?
Because Shiba's a coin on Ethereum, right?
Right. Shiba is just another Ethereum token.
I mean, really? I thought it was at least like Dogecoin, where it was like its own.
Oh, you didn't know
that's
that?
That's why Dogecoin's better.
Shiba wasn't a big deal.
Sorry if I wasn't clear. That's why I was saying it's expensive to use Shiba because it's on the Ethereum network.
Maybe you said that and it didn't register.
So if you want to go buy $10 worth of Shiba, yeah, sure, you can do that on an exchange, but then you've got to keep it there because if you ever want to withdraw it from the exchange, it's going to cost you $10 just to withdraw it. So it's a total waste of time. And this whole idea that Microsoft is behind this, I don't see any evidence for that. I think Microsoft made some sort of tweet about dogs. at some point, and so the Shiba people went crazy and thought that that meant that they were going to somehow do something with
Shiba.
So.
Caller, I see stuff like that all the time, and I'll tell Ian, like, oh, this thing is, like, I don't know, Walmart, they're accepting Bitcoin now, and then it ends up to not be true because there's just, like, crazy amounts of rumors. Stuff going around.
I mean, to be fair, it's not beyond the realm of expectation that eventually Walmart is going to begin accepting Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever cryptocurrency. So I can understand why, you know, if people see these things, they share them and assume they're true, because we are going to hit that point at some point. But you shouldn't get into cryptocurrency because you want to, you know, get in on the ground floor of a pump and dump scheme. Certainly. There's more coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Elizabeth, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Elizabeth is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you want to help us reach a larger audience, show your support for the hosts and all of that great stuff, the AMPS program is by far the best way to do it. And it's probably, as you know, there's an advertisement running on Free Talk Live as at some point during the commercial about how it's probably the best bang for your buck you can get in the Liberty Movement. I tend to think that's true. I realize I don't have an unbiased opinion here, being one of the people on Free Talk Live. So obviously I wanted to reach a larger audience, but I think it's probably the best way. Elizabeth here is a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Elizabeth is giving, I think, $25 per month to the AMPS program. We don't ask that, though. $5 per month, that gets you in, and there's an AMP-only server, an AMP-only room on the Matrix server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group, and even an AMP-only podcast. So check that out, amps.freetalklive.com, if you want to find out more about it, or sign up. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, however. We have Steve, who is on the line from Georgia. Steve, are you with us?
I sure am. How are y'all?
Hey, got a lot of background noise there from you. What's on your mind tonight?
Let me get out of the kitchen.
I didn't even catch that.
Let me get out of the kitchen, yeah. Restaurant kitchen, one of the loudest places I can think of.
Certainly not a great place to sit there on hold, but I mean, it does happen, and you have been on hold for a while, so it's completely understandable.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey, so one of the things that y'all were talking about earlier was ways that people are getting, like, through this economically hard time. And one of the things that used to happen that I think we should bring back when I was a up-and-coming chef, it was not a big deal to be able to go to your boss and say, hey, can I buy at-cost food, right? And that's probably how I got 30 or 40% of my meals, was I would buy chicken at wholesale prices from my boss. Well, they're not doing that anymore.
It's probably difficult, too. I mean, with so many of these places being, you know, chain restaurants or places like McDonald's or something like that, I can imagine, you know, if you work for your local, you know, if you work for one of the local burger or something like that, you wanted to buy, you know, their hamburgers for you to take home and cook. I imagine they would be okay with it, but if you went to your boss at McDonald's and be like, hey, can you sell me some burger patties at cost? I don't think they would even be allowed to do that, even if the manager wanted to.
Supply chain issues, too. The restaurants might not have enough ingredients. I don't know if that's everywhere, but...
Well, that's definitely a national issue with chicken right now. U.S. Foods is only giving out 80% of chicken, so if you order 100 pounds, you get 80 pounds.
What?
Well, if even so, say what?
Well, I assume they only charge you for 80 pounds as well, right?
No, yeah, they only charge you for 80 pounds. But yeah, with the culling of the herds and with the lack of chickens, right, their lack of chicken meat right now, yeah, they sent out a letter about a month ago and said, hey, we're going to send you what we can send you, and right now it's hovering around 80%. If you order 100 pounds, you're probably going to get 80.
So this isn't terribly uncommon. It happened a lot at my old job where, like, there would be a shortage of, you know, pigs or whatever. So I'm like, okay, well, if you order, you know, this amount of ham, you're only getting, you know, 75% of that. Or the chicken wings. Chicken wings is way more common.
Okay, what
but why doesn't everybody, yeah, just
more?
Order 25% more?
If you do that, they cut you off.
I see. So they know what you typically order, and they say, okay, well, you can't order more than what your average order is or something like
that. Some of these places automated it as well, where, like, they would just take you out of the equation, like, look, this is the amount you've been ordering for the last year, this is the amount we're going to send you, and it's slightly less than the amount you've been ordering. Make it work. But, again, that's
and,
not...
And,
go ahead, Steve. No, go ahead.
One of the things they're doing, and I've talked to the drivers about it, a lot of restaurants get supplied overnight, and what happens is they open the door, they drop the food in the freezer, they leave. Drivers are now getting bonuses if they report people that are, quote-unquote, hoarding chicken. So if they open up and they see that you have 1,000 pounds of chicken or 200 pounds of chicken And I say those numbers, and to some people, that sounds like a lot. On Mother's Day, we went through probably 3/4 of a ton of chicken.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, I believe it. I mean, 100 pounds of chicken is not a lot of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's maybe, what is that, 20 whole rotisserie chickens, something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, but think about this.
And that's 20 meals.
You give a kid 4 chicken tenders, that's 1/2 pound of chicken.
Mm.
And so how many orders of kids' chicken tenders do you get on Mother's Day? How many orders of kids' chicken tenders do you get on average Friday? And then, I mean, so it's not a lot of meat that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. when you're a restaurant, right? But, yeah, I mean, that's how I fed myself while becoming a chef was I would go to my boss and be like, hey, can I have 20 pounds of chicken this week? Can I have 5 pounds of chicken this week, 10 pounds of chicken? And then on top of that, for a while, it was not uncommon that if you worked 10 hours in a kitchen, they just gave you a meal. No one's given anybody anything anymore.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Because normally that's one of the perks of working in a restaurant is you get a decent either employee discount or you get some free food.
I will say that I work for one of the largest. Give me one second. Hey, I got to go.
All right. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Steve. I wish I'd been able to finish hearing that statement because, you know, that's been my experience. I've worked in a fair bit of
corporate chain. He said that before.
Yeah. I've worked in a fair bit of food service. The worst employee discount I ever saw at one of these places was like it was a 50% off deal, and that mm-hmm. was if you had worked there less than a year or something like that. I don't remember the exact specifics. There were two different ones. One was you only had to pay the cost of the taxes on the meal, and the other was 50%. And I don't remember what you had to do to qualify for the tax-only one, but it's certainly beneficial. I mean, at my old job, there were people who worked there just for the employee discount. And I knew people back when I was in high school who worked at Walmart for the same reason. That seems to me to be a silly reason to work somewhere, but you know, to each their own.
When I worked at Walmart, I mean, I obviously worked there for the money, but also I loved the employee discount because it didn't count towards any food, but it was like 10% off everything else. And I already bought everything at Walmart. I was there. I just got to do my shopping right when I got off work, and 10% off is like, if that really adds up. I thought that was nice.
That makes it's kind sense. Of a crappy discount, but it is what it is.
If you're already shopping there.
Yeah, sure.
It's like you can buy everything you need for a bathroom, you know?
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get a 10% discount on almost everything you buy, it may, in fact, be worth it, depending on the amount of money you're making.
And I had a good Walmart, not a keen Walmart that has nothing on the shelves.
They used to give us 10% off at Kmart, so it's like, that's kind of the standard. It's not,
okay.
It's not, woo!
Like, no, but it is
30% off, then, you know,
but
25%
like, when
off.
I worked at Sally's, it was like 10% off also, but I didn't buy everything I've used in the world at Sally's. I could buy anything I need at Walmart.
I'm curious if the desire to hire more employees is causing companies, restaurants to give better, you know, employee discounts. 603-283-6160. You can join us. There is more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A partisan bill aimed to lock in federal protections for abortion rights failed to pass the Senate. The Democratic abortion bill didn't hit the 60-vote threshold needed to move forward in a Senate procedural tally. The vote was 49-51 and would have made abortions legal up until the birth of a child. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday in Kankakee, Illinois, visiting a family farm amid concerns of a global supply chain shortage of food. Following the tour, the president is touting the resilience of the United States.
We're the only nation in the world, that has come out of every crisis stronger than we went in it, every single time, regardless of what it was.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. A draft opinion that was illegally leaked from the Supreme Court indicates the justices are considering overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide. Former Vice President Mike Pence joins Fox News and now says the protesters are the extremists.
What the American people are witnessing now is the extremism of a pro-abortion.
Although it's against federal law to protest in front of a judge's house, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she's okay with it as long as the protesters remain peaceful. Clarence Dixon of Arizona is dead after being executed for the 1978 murder of a 21-year-old college student. The U.S. Supreme Court had earlier denied a request to block his execution, with attorneys claiming his mental illness made it an Eighth Amendment violation as cruel and unusual punishment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, where you are invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts and opinions at 603-283-6160. Coming up in tonight's show, we're going to be talking about Coinbase and their possible bankruptcy. There are threats to people about how, hey, look, you know, if we go bankrupt, our users' funds might be wiped out, which is alarming for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that they should be financially solvent or financially stable enough where their users aren't likely to lose money as a result of that. But even if they, it's all very confusing, and we're going to get into that with you.
I was going to say, I wonder if they're at their point in their relationship with the government yet, where they'll get bailed out if something bad happens to them.
Oh, that's a good point. It may be that's the angle they're trying to create here. They're trying to play that card already. Get it ready for them to, hey, look, government, if you don't bail us out with X amount of money, all our users are going to lose their money.
Hmm.
I wouldn't put it past Coinbase based on what we've seen from them in the past. However, before we get into that, we talked about it a lot last night and never actually got into it. The Shanghai lockdowns. Evidently, it's not just people being locked in their apartments. There are also people who are being locked outside, living. And this made me check the average temperature. The average temperatures in Shanghai right now, they are about 58 degrees. I think, if I recall correctly, China should be going into winter time around now. Or
no, you're thinking of
like Australia.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
Northern hemisphere is all the
same. I thought China was mostly southern hemisphere.
No, I actually looked into this earlier last year because I was like, does it snow in China? So I was Googling all this stuff, and Yeah, they're northern hemisphere.
Oh, wow. Okay. I stand corrected that. I thought they were southern for some reason.
And it's northern a lot of China. Like, I don't know why I never thought about it, because it borders Russia.
Shanghai is in the northern hemisphere.
Okay. Well, that's good at least. So it's only going to get warmer there.
Is some of China in the southern hemisphere?
I don't know.
That makes it kind of worse, though, that they're locking down over a cold virus in the middle of the spring while they're going in the summer.
Yeah, well, an earlier story that I read when they talked about food that was spoiling, that was being delivered, they said some of the days were already hitting 80 degrees there.
It hit 80 degrees here today or close to it?
And,
wow,
yeah.
That's a lot hotter than I thought it was.
Yeah, we're acclimatized to the north now, because today I was like, wow, it's hot, and it was like almost 80 degrees.
We got sunburned over here.
We got sunburned. We only walked around for like a half hour today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it got hot quickly. I hope that, you know, the people in Shanghai are doing better. But, you know, here in New Hampshire, at least, it drops down to like 40 degrees at night. Even though it was 80 degrees today, I think it's probably going to drop to like 52, 53 tonight. I think we're past the 40s. However.
Oh, it'll be back.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going off the frost point thing at this because I'm not 100% sure what that means, but I think the frost point is when it drops down or hits 32 degrees or below on a given night. And from what I could tell, we're well past that point. The Farmer's Almanac says May the 19th, but if you look at the weather, it's going to be fairly warm here. And I hope
that's only a week anyway.
That's true. I hope it's true for the people in Shanghai as well, because I can't imagine spending outside 80 degrees during the day and 40 degrees at night. That's not healthy for an individual to be dealing with.
And why are these people living outside?
Well, that's an interesting part of this that isn't getting talked about. Apparently, they have delivery people, you know, who are delivering Amazon or Alibaba or whatever it is they have, or making food deliveries or whatever, and they're allowed to do that. DoorDash, basically, except in Shanghai. And once they do that, they're not allowed to go home to their families. Is that correct?
Yeah. The story's from the Wall Street Journal. We've covered a lot about Shanghai here in the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or so that this lockdown has been going on there.
It has been a very long time.
They're roughly at around day number 50. Some areas have less than 50 days, but it's many, many weeks that they've been locked down. But there's a certain group of people there that are not locked down because they are out working.
They're locked out.
They're just not allowed to go home. According to Karen Hall, reporter, she says the lockdown has kept tens of millions of residents trapped indoors for a month and a half. Thousands of others in China's wealthiest city of, by the way, 25 million people have
found. Yeah, it's huge. That's obnoxious. Yeah,
that's like the population of, what, Texas?
Obnoxious.
Florida?
It is. I would live in a city with 25 million people. Are you kidding? Screw that.
But city people like it there until now. Thousands of others in their wealthiest city have found themselves in the opposite predicament, living in the street. Victims of the same strict COVID-19 rules that are keeping most residents homebound, many of the newly homeless are migrant laborers from rural areas and smaller cities who often live hand-to-mouth while sharing an apartment with other workers. For many, the companies they work for have closed down during the lockdown, including boarding up worker dormitories. Some have chosen to join the tens of thousands who zip around Shanghai on bikes or scooters for food delivery platforms like Alibaba Group's LA.me and Meituan's namesake service. So these are the equivalent of Uber Eats and, you know, Postmates or whatever else.
So I was curious, you know, 25 million people, how does that stack up against the biggest city I know of, New York City? Shanghai.
That's 10 million more.
Yeah, it's almost three times as many. According to Google, New York City has a population of about 8.38 million.
I'd heard the number 15 when it comes to New York, and that's probably because there's that many more that come into the city from the surrounding areas during the daytime.
Kind of like how
Keene is a population of Keene's where we live, by the way. It's New Hampshire, a small city. But Keene has, quote-unquote, 22 or 23,000 people population, but I've heard estimates that as many as 50,000 people are in the city during the day because you get a ton of people coming in from everywhere else to either go to work or go shopping. So when you factor that into New York City. You've got all the bedroom communities outside of the city itself. Tons of people are coming in there. But again, still,
I can imagine how awful that rush hour traffic is.
Oh, it's terrible. That's why most people take trains. But again, Shanghai still tops that easily with 25 million people. So with the income comes the stigma of a higher COVID risk. While the Shanghai government has granted special lockdown exemption for food delivery workers, and not many other people have an exemption in Shanghai. So, like, if you ever get... I saw some footage today of a big intersection, like one of those mega city intersections in Asia.
Right, but like 14 different connecting highways.
Normally, there's just a ton of cars, just a ton of people, and there's no one there except for like one little bike that goes, little motorbike that goes through. And
it's like a zombie film.
Yeah, those are the delivery people. So if you see somebody on the streets riding around, they're probably delivering food to people.
Have to live under a bridge right now.
That's literally what's happening, Bonnie, is they are living outdoors under bridges and wherever else they can find some form of shelter, popping up tents, things like that. So residential compounds have their own rules barring these individuals from returning to their apartments for fear they will bring the virus back with them. Now, why is that? Well, the other night on the air, Aria, I had speculated that if you get infected with COVID, and remember, they're testing people every single day in Shanghai. So,
right. Lunatics. Twice a day, if I recall correctly. They had to do the...
It might depend on where, but okay. Different areas of the city. So they're calling people down from their apartment every single day to do a COVID test. And I speculated that if you failed the test, I believe that they take your entire apartment to quarantine. Right?
And it sounds like the Chinese government.
Yeah, if you think about it, it quote-unquote makes sense from the insane control freak perspective, right? Like, it's if they're treating this as some crazy deadly virus, then you take everybody to quarantine. Yep. Some people are now saying, and it's not reported in this article, but there are rumors that they're taking entire apartment buildings now.
That sounds more like the Chinese communist government.
And have you seen any of the footage with the men in the hazmat suits spraying this whatever God knows chemical fog out of these spraying devices?
No. Not since early 2020, right? Because I saw it then.
Right. Well, those guys are back. And what happens if you get taken to quarantine is those dudes go into your apartment and they spray every single inch of it down, including inside the refrigerator.
What are they spraying?
Who knows what this stuff is?
603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Calm
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take the channel to airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. Maybe it's, although it's unlikely, maybe you have some idea of what in the world they're spraying on people's apartments in China. Because we were just watching a video of it, and it's really, it is what we saw in the early 2020, in the early years when, like, Dr. Chen was someone who I was watching via Telegram after, I think he got kicked off of Twitter. I don't remember now, but he was spreading videos.
Probably a Chinese agent.
It would seem that, well, I don't know. It was, it made it seem more horrifying than it was. Like the pictures of Beijing on fire. I mean, the videos of just buildings burning, large fires where you could see them burning in the distance, totally unexplained by the Chinese government. You know, what were they burning? Videos of people just walking down the street and dropping dead from COVID-19. And
allegedly.
Yeah, and just armies of people in these hazmat suits walking around spraying this cloud of something all over, everywhere, out in the streets and stuff. So, and a lot of that, like people dropping dead in the streets, we now know that that wasn't actually happening. That wasn't a real thing that was going on. But there was just enough factual information in there, like the guys in the hazmat suit, that the rest of it seemed sort of reliable. But we never learned what they were spraying, and I didn't think anything about it, and then they returned. Or they may not have gone away, but
property rights have gone away because people can just go in your house now. We'll take you away from your house forcibly. Go in your house and spray your pillow down with unknown substances and then pour all the food out of your fridge.
Well, in China, I suppose they probably could do that for a very long time, and I doubt that's new to COVID-19.
They're just doing it big time now.
Right. I mean, they've been doing it to the Uyghur Muslims for a very long time in the Xinjiang province. At least for a decade or so. I don't know exactly how long that's been going on, but it's been quite a while that I've been talking about it. And this is just the same sort of nonsense there. It's just given for a different reason and applied to a larger portion of the population. So instead of just targeting the Muslims in this one province, they're targeting everyone in every province. And they're using COVID-19 as an excuse to do it, but the results are still the same. They're taking people out of their homes. They're taking their stuff, like the food that we saw them emptying out of the fridge. it's not going to be any good by the time that person leaves quarantine. But even if it was, they're probably throwing that food in the trash or in the dumpster or in a fire or something. They're not putting it aside for safekeeping to be returned to this person.
Nope.
And they're probably not doing that with a lot of their belongings. It seems superfluous to me that they would... It's actually shocking to me that the Chinese government would even take the time to spray down people's pillows and blankets instead of just taking them and tossing them into the dumpster. That's what I would expect from the Chinese government.
And burn them or something.
Like,
well, even the army and the people who are part of the government, but they're the strong arms of the government, they have to have these little stupid... things they have to do because they're also under, like, mind control. They have to be doing things so they feel like they're doing something important. That's, like, what the army does all day, every day. They go do dumb little silly tasks. Like, my mom, when she was in the army, she was getting paid by the army to go out and pick up cigarette butts for, like, 8 hours a day in the parking lots of the place she worked. And it's just, like, it's part of mind control. Like, you are a controller, and you are also controlled.
That an entire job whose person was just picking up cigarette butts?
My mom.
Oh, did not know that. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just heard on the radio news today that they actually surveyed the drivers of what they want in their new cars. So the features they want... I really don't know. I don't know what the car manufacturers or automobile people or whoever.
So what did they want? What were the big results of the survey?
Okay, so the big result of the survey, well, the result was that they wanted what I want, what I always talk about, the automatic sensor brakes in the front and the back, because they
automatic
ran
what
over
brakes?
Sensor brakes.
Are
automatic
these,
sensor.
If I understand correctly, Sarah... I'm probably more accurate than you are because I don't think you've ever driven a car. What this is one of the cameras that are watching the front of the vehicle for a deer or whatever, and it automatically hits the brakes for you if it detects movement.
It's probably
and then they also got one in the back.
We've seen
also. They have a camera like it's like the dump truck. They got like 6 cameras inside that the drivers could watch. They have the cameras in the back, cameras in the side. So when you're backing up, you don't have a blind spot. So they're going to have that.
Or you could just
turn
around and look like a responsible adult. The issue with backing up, Sarah, is that people use their side view mirrors and their rear view mirrors instead of just turning their necks to see.
Yeah.
I've almost gotten hit by people backing out of parking spots, and I'm kind of hard to miss. And it's not the fault of vehicle manufacturers or anything like that. No, it's the idiot behind the wheel who didn't even bother to turn their head.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. That is not good enough. Do you know how many children they got run over? And the dogs, small dogs that got run over,
Bonnie, what were you about to say?
I was going to say, one time, me and this other car both were backing out next, butt to butt, and we just barely tapped each other, and I swear, like, I had looked, I just didn't see these people, and I got out, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I exchanged my information with them. I don't think I said sorry, because I was trained not to say that, but I really did feel bad that I missed them, and they said, don't you have a backup camera? It was like 2 old people.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing was, they had a backup camera, and they still hit me because they were relying on their backup camera. I was just like, no, I don't. I was looking, but I didn't see you. They were relying on their backup camera.
That's a great question. You could have just asked them, don't you?
And, of course, I didn't think of it in that moment. I thought of it later.
That's often how it goes, though. I mean, no biggie there.
Well, and then they have also the keeping the cars... And the lane so it doesn't weave, and also they have the cruise control.
Oh, good. Then I can get hammered and just drive myself home, right?
So what you're saying is, Sarah, people don't want to drive anymore. They want machines to do it for them. They want automated systems. They want something to save them from having to think about when to brake. They want to save themselves from having to keep themselves in the lane.
Seriously, when I went back to San Antonio this September, and I came back just like saying living in a big city is like living in a big arcade game or something. That's how I seriously feel. People want to sleep their way through life, literally. They want to be driven around the city, which is just a big video game, fun time. They want food to show up at their house. They just want to sit there on a machine that entertains them, directly pumps serotonin into their brain. And it just made me realize how, I don't know, empty life is living in a city once I have been away from it for a while.
Sarah, you realize the implications of that, right? What you're talking about here is a vehicle that will automatically brake for me and that will keep me from weaving in between the lanes. That's just encouraging people to drunk drive.
Well, I mean,
those are like the two biggest concerns of drunk drivers is one, they're too drunk to have a proper reaction time to hit their brakes, and two, they can't even see straight and they're constantly swerving in between lanes.
Right.
Well, these features give them the ability to drink and drive.
Well, maybe that they can get away with doing all this stuff. I mean, also that they're going to have the automatic alcohol detection system where the car's not even going to stop at all. They're going to shoot out laser to detect it. Senses the gases that
kill
are
the people
released from your perspiration.
Oh, she's right. They are planning this. They're planning on putting in automatic or by 2026, they're planning on putting in some form of newfangled alcohol detection into every new vehicle.
I wonder how easy it is to, put that into a survey results and just be like, yep, so we surveyed people and what they want is blood alcohol detectors and self-driving cars.
No, I don't think that's what people actually want. I don't think they want BAC detectors. That's what the government wants to force on them.
Yeah, so they could easily fake a survey.
I believe the results are true about people not wanting to drive. I think it's true that they would rather do something else, sit on their phones or play a video game.
Great about this, Sarah? If this is what these people want, they can save up money and buy the cars that are like that. And everybody else can buy cars that were left alone because they want to be left alone, right? Or does the government need to make it to where everybody has to have these kind of cars in your worldview, Sarah?
Well, we know what her answer is going to be.
Well, I mean, it's just going to be mandatory. It's going to be built in. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be, it's like a seatbelt. You don't get a car like, I want one with no seatbelt, you know?
My Eclipse doesn't have any of that nonsense.
Well, so far, but I'm talking about all the cars that are going to come out.
Twitch chat, Steve Rusnick, who says that backup cams have been standard for a decade, apparently. Now, I've never bought a new car, so I can't speak to that, but
I guess it is 2022. Well, no, my 2013 Subaru Forester did not have backup cams.
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. I've never owned a car that had rear-facing cams. I've rented a few, and it's nice, but it's no substitute for just turning your head.
It's just another thing that's going to break.
Yeah, and they're kind of annoying. They beep when they really shouldn't. There's more coming up here. It's free.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.